course of rehab, and it didn't get him well enough to go home, so I don't know what that means long term. But I know that Brother Moore, though his short-term memory is slight, I know that he would enjoy hearing from you. And if you would write him and perhaps give him either your testimony, which he would dearly love to hear and read, give him your testimony, and if he had any effect on you, tell him. You know, when Brother Moore's short-term memory began going, he came out here one time, and a good friend of mine was here, and I wish Brother Moore would just quit, because he just wasn't himself, and he wasn't getting it all said. He just kept repeating over and over and over. Now, it was good what he repeated, but it was like, is this all he's going to do? Well, I thanked him when he finally quit. I thanked him, and we went on with whatever the program was. And my friend, who didn't normally come here, caught me at the door and said, I got saved when Brother Moore was preaching. I felt like I was about this tall. And it showed me what the Lord can do with the words which are the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
Anything to do with whether or not he was a smart man or had all of his faculties. It had to do with what he said about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I know, I could recognize that the time had come when Brother Moore had to no longer preach. But nevertheless, he preached marvelously, even when his mind was failing him. So I know that he would love to read, or Bernice might read them to him. He would love to read a letter from you, a small note, or a 15-page dissertation, whatever it is you'd like to write to him. His address is out there. Take the time to write to Brother Moore. He served the Lord, and he served we in the South, mainly the South, for 48 years of preaching. And there's nothing easy about that. When I met Brother Moore, he was traveling about 900 miles a week in a car that probably wouldn't normally be thought to be able to go 50 miles a week. And he was driving 250 miles to teach three couples and one single man about rightly dividing. The single man is now my brother Jack, and he's now a preacher, and I'm a preacher, and one of the couples hosting that Bible class is still to this day hosting a Bible class in their home about rightly dividing the word of truth. Brother Moore would have gone anywhere to preach to anybody at any time for any number. He didn't pay attention to the number. You want a Bible class? You know, the man who invited him to that particular Bible class where I first learned about it, that man never did come. He asked Brother Moore if he wanted to pray about it. He said, I'd like to have you come do a Bible class. Would you pray about it? Brother Moore said, no. He said, huh? He said, I don't need to pray about it. The Lord called me to preach. That settles it. I'll be there when you want me. That's a great example for the likes of me and guys who follow him, and for younger men now who would preach and teach. Go. What difference does it make to you where it's at? I mean, if you're called to preach, just go. That's all. Just go do it. So you think about that. If you can write to Brother Moore, give him a testimony, I know that he would appreciate it.